Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt. We are on day 5 of dwelling in the secret place of Elyon. Psalm 91:5. You will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Fear no evil, only fear Yahweh. We are living in a day when men have mocked God and scorned His holiness and His word. However, the righteous will shine as lights in the darkness, and those who have been mocking God and His people will run to them begging to know the one who can save them from the judgment to come. Saints of the Most High, take hold of His truth, fear not, only stand and see the salvation of Yahweh. Father gave me today Psalm 27. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers approached me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army camp besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing have I asked of Adonai, that will I seek, to dwell in the house of Adonai all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Adonai and to meditate in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will hide me in His sukkah, conceal me in the shelter of His tent, and set me high upon a rock. Then will my head be high above my enemies around me. In His tabernacle I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing praises to Adonai. Hear, Adonai, when I call with my voice. Be gracious to me and answer me. To you my heart says, seek my face. Your face, Adonai, I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, Adonai will take me in. Teach me your way, Adonai, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise against me, breathing out violence. Surely I trust that I will see the goodness of Adonai in the land of the living. As His children, we can hang our faith on that promise. Even though we're in the midst of pestilence and darkness and the unknown, we know His word and we know His truth and we know our future, so we can truly fear not. Our fear must be in God and our respect for Him. Psalm 27:14, wait for Adonai, be strong. Let your heart take courage and wait for Adonai. Psalm 31:20, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have given to those who take refuge in you before the children of men. Psalm 33:8, let all the earth fear Adonai. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. 33:18, behold, the eyes of Adonai are on those who fear Him, waiting for His love. Psalm 34:8, the angel of Adonai encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. Psalm 34:10 and 12, fear Adonai, His Kedoshim, for those who fear Him lack nothing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Adonai. Psalm 40, verse 4, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and trust in Adonai. Psalm 46, 3, therefore we will not fear, though the earth change, though the mountains topple into the hearts of the sea. Psalm 53, 6, There they are in great dread, where there is nothing to fear. For God has scattered the bones of those besieging you. You have put them to shame, for God has rejected him. Psalm 55:20, God will hear and humble them. Yes, the one enthroned of old, Selah, Nothing changes, they do not fear God. Psalm 56:5. In God I keep praising His word. In God I trust, I will not fear. What can mere flesh do to me? Psalm 60 verse 6. To those who fear you, you gave a banner to be unfurled before the archers, Selah. Psalm 61:6. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given the inheritance of those who fear your name. Psalm 64:10. Then all men will fear, so they will declare the work of God and ponder what He has done. Psalm 66:16. Come and listen, all you who fear God. I will tell you what He has done for my soul. Psalm 67:8. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear Him. Psalm 72:5. Let them fear you while the sun endures and while the moon lasts throughout all generations. Psalm 78:53. He led them to safety, so they did not fear, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. Psalm 85:10. Surely His salvation is near those who fear Him, so that the glory may dwell in our land. Psalm 86:11. Teach me your way, Adonai, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to fear your name. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, how we love you, how we exalt your name. Father, teach us to walk in your fear and awe of who you are. I thank you, Father, that you watch over your children, that we will stand by and see the reward of the wicked. Father, we ask for your mercy. We ask for a harvest in the times we are living in, Father. We ask you to prepare us, Father, to take in that harvest and to teach them your word and disciple them. We praise you and thank you, Father, for all that you are doing in our lives. And truly, we do not have to fear if we believe what your word says. We rebuke any spirit of fear of man, but we only walk in the fear of you, Father. We know that you love us, and we know that you are watching over your word to perform it. Father, we know the blood of Yeshua covers our homes. And we know, Father, that we are safe from the judgments coming upon this earth. Help us, Father, to be prepared and to search our hearts. And if we've become cold in our hearts, or if we've become familiar with you, Father, and have lost our awe of your holiness and your power and your authority, Father, bring us back to that place, Father. Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing, Father. We praise you and we worship your holy name. In Yeshua's name, amen.